pleased to be joined now by Jacqueline from the National Weather Service. How are you today, Jacqueline?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Looks like we have a little bit of a roller coaster this week, but for the middle part, looks really nice on weather, and even a decent chance of showers. Looks like Thursday night was going to be a pretty good chance of showers, huh?
Yes, yeah, yeah. So today it's going to be one of our cooler days. So like you said, upper 50s for the North Platte area. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, we go back into that kind of summer-like temperatures where you get 70s on Tuesdays and then even the low 80s for Wednesday. So it'll feel pretty warm by spring standards for sure.
It will. Yeah, we've had some 80-degree days, but that's I pretty typical to kind of, you know, dip and then go back up. And I mean, from that standpoint, temperature-wise, it's been pretty typical, hasn't it?
Yes, yeah. Our springtime is usually that transition time, so you can go, you know, colder and warmer, and you get that kind of roller coaster effect a lot during the springtime with the temperatures, for sure.
We've had some even a couple of upper 80s, too, and that's not unusual to be that warm and have days that start off in the 30s and more than double the temperature, and we certainly get that this time of year. We're starting to see lows pretty much, you know, in the 30s and lower 40s, but tonight's going to get a little nippy, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, so tonight's going to be one of our colder nights. We're only going to have a 26 for the low here in North Platte, so it's not it's not going to be a mild temperature for tonight, that's for sure. And that's one thing, you know, if you're, I know it's getting kind of warm out and you want to plant your plants, but we still got some of those cold overnight lows at times, so that's why it's better to kind of hold off. Usually we say like Mother's Day time frame when it's a good time to plant.
Yeah, we got to remember that too, because we're eager to get planting those things, but you got to realize that we can get those fronts that will wreck it if you plant too early, so better to hold off until you're sure that that ground is warm enough to be able to support it, and we're not going to get that below freezing. After tonight, next 3 days, as you mentioned, going to be just, you know, ideal early spring conditions, 70, lots of sunshine tomorrow, 82 predicted for Wednesday, and mostly sunny. And then we have 76, good day on Thursday. But then talk about this front coming in Thursday night that's going to lead to a really cool day on Friday.
Yes, yeah, so we got Thursday night, the front's going to come through. You'll get some kind of little bit gustier wind, so we'll see like 15 to 20 with maybe some gusts up to 30. And then it'll cool us off, and we also got chances for some rain coming in, too. Right now it looks like it's just going to be mainly rain showers, but you could possibly hear a rumble of thunder as well. So that looks like our best bet for the week of, you know, more widespread potential with rain. Then as we go into Friday, temperatures go back down into the 50s.
Within your coverage area that you look at, where are the primarily the potential spots for the rain?
So it'll generally be, I would say, right along the I-80 corridor and northward that will have the best chance for that rain. I mean, all of Lincoln County will, but the better chances will be across like the I-80 corridor and northward. So pretty much all of western and north central Nebraska. If you're down there in Frontier County, a little bit farther south, the chances are a little bit less, but I think you'll get something coming in towards like Friday morning. You might still see a little bit more rain coming in that way.
Is that what you wanted to hear, Rick?
That's what I wanted to hear. I've got a turkey camp. I'm set up down in Red Willow County. And if it rains, it may take us an extra day to get out because of the soil. But I'm glad to hear that, Jacqueline.
Not a high chance.
Yes.
Friday will be really cool, only near 55 or so at this point is what we're saying.
Yes.
Bumping
yep.
up a little around 60 over the weekend, and
yep.
And then I see possibly another chance of shower Saturday night or Sunday.
Yes, yep. It looks like another system is going to come in. Kind of Saturday night into Sunday will be a little bit lower chances than moving into like Sunday and Monday. So, but we'll still have 2 days that we could see some potential for some more rain. I know a lot of people have been wanting some rain, so hopefully that'll be a welcome rain for mm-hmm. everybody.
Most of your day, is it spent looking at computer models and just going through to see if there's any major changes and adjusting 5 to 7 day forecasts, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so we do a lot of looking at the models, adjusting our forecasts, and then we also talk with our partners. Today we have a fire or red flag warning out right now, so we will be talking with our partners on that end, anybody who's involved in the fire weather aspect of that. So we kind of talk to those in the community who may be affected by the weather as well throughout mm-hmm. the day.
I think it's interesting to note, like, you can even have red flag warnings when it's this cool. It's not even going to get to 60 degrees in all likelihood today, but it's more a factor of low relative humidity and high winds and probably sunshine factors into that too as well, huh?
Yes, yeah. So we have very dry conditions today, so we don't have that moisture around, so it does lower those relative humidities. And then we've got winds that are really gusty out of the northwest, so we could have the potential, and some locations have actually seen a 50-mile-per-hour wind gust today. So those conditions with any, fire that may get started, that's one thing we're looking at with the red flags. And mm-hmm. you could also have the potential, I know last week we saw where you could get some thunderstorms that move in, but we just don't have the moisture with it. So then we have what we call dry lightning, and then that right. Would also run the risk of starting fires as well.
Is there a rule of thumb, Jacqueline? How much rain would we need to kind of get us out of our drought condition and continually have the fire warnings?
Well, with the rainfall, we would need a good wetting rain. So you'd really want to see rain that's, kind of over that quarter inch. But it really depends. For the drought, you're going to need a lot more rain coming in more consistently to kind of help with that. I know a lot of areas are pretty dry across western and even into north central Nebraska. But as we start to get into the green up, spring, we're going to start getting everything kind of greening up. You'll start to see the buds on the trees, your grass is going to look a little bit more green. That'll also help with some of that, too.
Very good.
Yeah. Jacqueline, thanks so much for giving us a few minutes of your time. Let you get back to meteorological stuff. I'm sure you like talking with us guys once in a while, though. Conversations among, your weather people, but getting to talk to us media folks, I don't know. Do you view that as a break? Is that a break for you?
Yeah, I love talking to you guys.
Well, thank you very much, and enjoy the week, and we appreciate the good weather, and just keep it up. Just mix in some rain once in a while, How's that?
Yep, we'll try.
All right, take care. You have a good one. That's Jacqueline.